Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Wife, Laughter, Happiness. Today is a special show because this is my co-host Barbara Moore's birthday. Did I say something wrong?
No. We thought you heard something else. That's okay. No, you didn't.
Okay. Now, how are you feeling today?
Great.
Okay. You've always what did Priscilla say?
Happy birthday.
Oh, you know, it's sort of funny because I've noticed like little odd things. And, you know, have you noticed quirks about someone when you get to know them? Like how, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Priscilla. Didn't you notice how your mother will be talking, and then the last three words of the sentence are in a higher tone than the others?
That I go up in register when I talk?
Well, this is what you do. I went to a photo shoot, and there was nobody there. And you know, does you ever notice that, Priscilla? Or she'll say, I went outside to get something to eat, and the place was
closed. But it's not always the same. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always the same, because I go up. I might leave the sentence up. I might leave the sentence in a down. Up or down register. I don't ever do it the same at the end of every sentence. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it is very annoying. Okay, for example, say somebody's explaining how to do something around the house. They would say, oh, and here we have the mirror. Here we have these where you sit. How do they do that? Where you sit. How do they do that? Up. Everything's up at the end.
Priscilla, have you ever noticed that? Priscilla, have you ever noticed that?
This show. Oh, God, this is funny. Priscilla notices everything, just so you know.
So you noticed it, Priscilla. By the way, I love your new hair, Priscilla. Very nice.
Hey, you better save some white strips for me. Five left. I got to get my teeth strips on, too. There's not very many people to get together with because of the coronavirus, and three of my people, they were one party, but three people, a couple and a child, and they are not coming now. So, like that. That's what you mean. The up and down. That's what you mean right there. Throughout the whole talk, like up and down, up.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that, but I never did that until I listened to my podcast.
But you'll see something like, I was going to have a party, but then three people are going to show up.
Right. Like, everything has a da-da-da-da-da. Like, you know, everything's just amazing. Or, you know, we've got a lot of crescendo going on, a lot of climaxes, a lot of valleys and, you know, mountains and down and up. It's that. And I never knew I did it until I listened to my podcast, and I went, whoa, that's pretty cool. And then remember that Vanessa and Karen said, we like the way you talk. You're different. It's unique. And it's good. And I thought, how do I talk? So I started really listening, and then I do notice that. But you just noticed that. After like 14 months, you said something.
Well, sometimes I pick up on things that I was looking at some of the pictures of you and Priscilla, and Priscilla kind of pokes her head out sort of like, and,
right.
But I mean, it's,
a little quirk. Everybody has their little quirks and different things they do. And I really am aware of it. So I'm glad you are too.
And I never, and I don't know, I mean, so have you made your wish yet today?
My wish, my birthday wish. I don't know. I'm just glad that there's no pressure because I was feeling pressure, but Priscilla and I cleaned the whole house. It's all I really wanted is the house to be really like a show apartment once again. And we did it. That's what I just did it, Johnny. I just did it, Johnny boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get ready for those things.
I think, honestly, the next couple of months is when they're going to be distributing the vaccine. They're going to be coming up with a vaccine is probably what's going to happen. Then it's going to be given out to the public. I think when it gets to the point where everybody can go outside and everything, I honestly think that a lot of people are going to be very, very happy. And they're going to start to, you're going to see a lot of really happy people. It's sort of like, it's like a nation of people that's been let out of jail, because it's sort of like, for example, in the United States, I mean, we live in a country, and you know what I'm talking about, where if I want to go see a friend of mine in California, I should be able to do it. And, now it's like you can't go to the restaurants, you can't,
Well, I mean, everybody's doing it here, and I've been traveling, and I have another trip planned, but everybody's different. If that's how you feel, if you can't do it, that's true, but you're going somewhere for a vacation. You're not just going to visit a person. You're going because you want to see the sights. You want to have the true taste of the area, and during coronavirus, sometimes you just can't do that. Here, I think you would still be able to now because they opened everything up. It's just not open very late. I don't see you as being
I know that there's a lot of jobs that are coming back, and everything. I know that. But I know that businesses are suffering. But what I'm seeing is that I'd like to be able to I think it's interesting is that where everything has been, where everything is, the way everything is sort of, because now I'm thinking this thing about, helping me get television interviews and everything. And I think that it's going to be interesting to see where we are in, by May, which is my birthday. We've been talking, you and I have been talking to each other for, 14 months, and then in May it'll be another, I think, 9 months, and it's about time you and I met in person, it's just the natural course of action. Because we want to do this photo shoot. We're going to do a photo shoot. We're going to have our picture taken I feel like, everything is kind of, it's been slowed down,
Well, it has.
And I thought it was so cute.
So do you want to talk about August 21st, which is today, or do you want to talk about your birthday?
No, you're right. Let's talk about August 21st. I guess I'm curious. What did you guys do today?
That was funny. You can be that way on your birthday. You can do whatever you want and say what you want on your birthday. And you can even cry if you want on your birthday.
That's right. So what are you doing today on your birthday?
Well, I am going to go to a birthday dinner as soon as I'm done with the show on the beach. I did that just for you, Johnny Boy.
Who was with the dinner?
On the beach.
Who was with...
My friend Shauna.
My
friend Shauna, who has been on the show, Shauna Sand, is coming up from San Diego. Like I told you, three of my guests have canceled, so I have Shauna coming. That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How is Shauna? Is she okay?
She's great, but we're on air, so do you think that, like, if she was having some sort of a problem in life, I would actually talk like we're, like, just on the phone? Because we're not. We're on a show. There's a lot of people
That's
listening
true.
Right now. So
that is
let's
true.
Talk about something interesting.
Okay, let's see.
Does anybody
here.
Out
now,
there know what 8-2020 would mean in numerology? If you do, please call in. My birthday is 8-21.
Okay, that's fine.
Did I
think I can probably look up
soon. 8-21-68 was my actual birthday when I was born. But the date today, I'm wondering if there is a significance. Priscilla's trying to tell us something, but nobody was listening to her. So maybe she could tell us again what she found
okay.
out.
Yes,
right. Found
eight
out, baby.
Love, 8 means love, infinite energy. That's what 8 means. And 21, it means the creation of self-creation is self-expressive number.
Oh, I thought 8 meant eternity.
It does mean eternity, but I'm just saying eternity, and 21 means, like, self-expression. But there's lots of other numbers in numerology. There's personal years. There's, for example, like, if I wanted to know your personal year, here's what I would do. Now, let's see here. Okay. If I was to do your personal year, I would take the 8 and the 21, and then I would add it to the 2020, okay? So we would go to 4, 25, 30, 8 and 21.
Okay. Wait, how are you doing that?
I don't know.
How do you add that together? Do you do 21 and 8, or are you saying you...
Let me tell you what this says. Okay, this is your year. You have an interesting year, because if you add, let me make sure that my calculator, to make sure I'm doing it okay. And by the way, your personal year runs from birthday to birthday, so it starts now. Okay, let me see here. Okay, 8 plus 21 plus, yeah, you are what it is. Apparently, you are going to enter into a number 33 year. And it's 33, let me see, that's good. What?
How are you determining this? What are you adding up? Can you tell us?
Yes, I can tell you what to do. Your birthday is August 21st, today, okay? So I take 8, right? And then I add it to the day of your birth, which is 21. Now, the year of your most recent birthday, which would be 2020 today, okay? So it's 4... plus 21 plus 8, which is 33.
33, you said?
Yes.
Did you say 33?
Yes.
Yes, you did? Okay. So what's 33? You got to 33, and now what's that mean?
Well, that's a very high master number, is what it is.
Ooh, cool.
Okay.
So that's really good.
Now,
is that meaning a year is going to be good?
Yeah, well, it means it's going to be, you have a real powerful year ahead of you. Now, I think Dale is calling in. Do you want me to put her on?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Hello.
Hey, Dale.
Hi. Hey,
aloha.
Hi, Barbie. Aloha,
hi.
And happy birthday to you, sweetie pie.
Oh, thank you, Dale. I am so happy to hear from you on my birthday. Thank you.
Good.
Aloha.
How's your day go? Thank you. And how's your day going?
Well, I thought it was the worst birthday I've ever had in my entire life, Dale. I got up, I was in a pretty good mood, but then I look around and I'm like, I knew this was going to happen. I didn't get everything done last night that I wanted to do, and now I've got to do it on my birthday. Oh, my gosh. And we were sweating. We were, I mean, it's hot here, and there's no air conditioner because we never even needed one. We never did.
You don't have air. Oh, my God.
No.
I know.
Okay. You can. Wait, you can have one, but then I don't like how it looks in the window. I think it's ugly, so I don't get one. But anyway, we're hot. We're hot as heck because it's a heat wave right now.
I know.
And you know what? I was working in this. I was working in this, sweating all day. I lost 2 pounds.
Well,
really?
I must say it's 95 here, and we have smoke for 3 fires, and my day went as bad as your day, so I totally understand you. You know, I totally. Now, remember, today's the day I'm supposed to read your tarot cards.
Yeah.
Was Johnny doing numerology on you or something?
Yeah. See,
well, what
you
I told her was
he's done some classes on that.
See, this is the thing. It's not that I have my classes on it, but let me tell you what happened. When I was in college, I've never really revealed this on the air, but I'm going to go ahead and reveal it. My nickname was Nostradamus.
Oh, wow.
Because what was happening was I would walk up to people and I would read them for numerology. And then what would happen is they would tell me their name and their birthday, and I would read them their name. And I think what kind of shocked people is, well, wait a minute, don't you need to write anything down? I'm like, no. You know, I would do it all right there. So I got so good at it that I could, like, look at a name and I could go down by the letters and then read the name. This is what the name means, or this is the name of somebody who's accident prone. Well, one day I was meeting this person, you know, and then this guy was walking by. He saw me giving meetings, and he goes, oh, look, there's Nostradamus. And I liked the nickname because it wasn't crude. It didn't, you know, it wasn't
right.
Something crude. Like, it didn't turn women off, you know, like hot stud, pretty eight or something. So
okay.
It was, so I go by the name Nostradamus, and that's how it happened.
Now we know why. He used to call his username on the Blog Talk Radio Nostradamus, and I was wondering.
Now I know.
Yeah.
Because he calls me Judge Judy for some odd reason, and I said, I've got to think of a name for you, and I just did. Okay, I'm calling him Nostradamus. Anyway, Barbara, do you want your cards read now? I'm going to go get them out, if that's okay.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Okay. And then did you order the decks yet so that we can do the thing?
Yes. We had a few different kinds, and I ordered the original Rider-Waite cards.
Okay. And then, Johnny, I need you to order one because I'm going to do a show with Johnny as well and read his on air.
Cool. Okay.
Johnny?
Okay. Yeah,
Can you get it from Amazon.com? Rider-Waite.
How much
deck?
Is it?
Probably about $10 or $12.
Oh. Yeah,
let me write
it
down here. Okay,
Johnny,
down here. What is it called?
Rider. R-I.
Ask me later. Oh my gosh.
R-I-D-E-R. Wait. W-A-I-T-E.
Okay. R-I-D-E-R. Wait. W-A-I-T-E.
No, W-A-I-T-E.
W-A-I-T-E. Good that we are going over to all the listeners have W-A-I-T-E. all the listeners get those too, because you're going to take part in the class when Dale teaches us on
yes.
the TV channel.
And I can't wait to get your card. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
First class.
Listen to me. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my phone down and put it on speaker and see if you can hear me while I shuffle your cards, okay? So hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh,
I can hear you.
You can?
Yes.
All right. Barbara, I have the deck out. Now, we always need a court card. That means a card that will represent you for the rest of your life. And any time... just a second. Any time you have a meeting, this will be your card. Okay, do you get that so far? Do you have a paper and pencil, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Your card will be the High Priestess. And the High Priestess means that she knows all. It teaches you to go ahead with psychic studies. You are a very, very spiritual person.
Yeah.
You got that? Okay.
Oh,
that
yeah.
reminds me.
Do I have to upright as we go along? Because remember, I'm doing my makeup right now. So.
Oh, okay. No, you
or
don't.
Or this is going to be. Okay.
So you, because I could go over it again. Just always remember it's a High Priestess. What I want you to do is just think of a question, a very specific question, okay?
Oh.
I'm going to shuffle the card, and you're going to tell me when to stop, all right? And
okay.
I'm going to keep you until you tell me when to stop. So concentrate on the question.
Now, is my question just anything at all that I want, that I even know the answer to, or a question for you, or just a question?
It's just any question you want, honey.
Okay.
It's your birthday.
Got it.
Any question you
want. I'm concentrating on my question.
All right, and you got to tell me when to stop. Shuffle.
Okay.
The first thing that I'm coming up with, it's a card that covers you. It's the Six of Pentacles. It's the Six of Money. And I'm reading partially out of my book that I wrote, because I can't remember all of it at times. But it means that... you'll have enough money to give to the poor. There's happiness and promotion, having to give to others. So it's telling me that you need some money, you will get some money, and you want some money, and money will be given to you. You understand? And this is the present situation. Okay? When I'm reading, it's the present. Then I have a car crossing you for good or bad. And again, it's the present and temperance. And it's your weighing and balancing everything in your life right now. You're weighing, should I do this or should I do that? Or should I do this or should I do that? Okay. You're looking at ways to bring about money. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Beneath you is the Ace of Wands. That's a phone call or a message, okay?
Uh-huh.
An important telephone call that you'll get, and it's a start of something new, a job offer. Accept any invitations that are offered to you. Okay?
Okay, don't say no to anything.
Huh? Right. Well, you know how that goes. Then we have...
Within reason, right? Within reason.
Within reason, yeah. That was my problem my whole life, Johnny, is that on a lot of shows, I always said no, and if I had it to do over again, I would say yes, 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 yes. So that's why I didn't go real famous. But anyway, to the back of you, to the past, I have the Eight of Cups. That means you were walking away from situations. You were walking away from love. You were walking away from people that hurt you. It's very hard for Leos kind of fall in love a lot. But at that, they don't always stay in love. And when they're through with something, they just walk away. Am I correct?
Yeah. It's like we fall hard, and then we get over it real quickly. I've noticed that about myself.
That's a Leo. You fall real hard, and then you get over it, and you're done, and you move on. And that's what it's showing me in the past, okay? Now, above you is a Two of Swords. And swords are always, I mean, I'll get into this when we do the real reading and you get your deck. But swords are always kind of strife. And it means you can't decide what to do. So many decisions are ahead of you. You can't make a move or see your way clear of a situation. You're unsure. No decision can be made at this time. You're reversed and you're in a stalemate situation right now. But there's
oh my goodness. I couldn't make decisions and final decisions about during the retrograde. And now am I not supposed to make decisions again?
No. The tarot means cards of tomorrow. Okay? So
okay.
The Two of Swords, this is above you. This is may come into being. And it's already telling me you couldn't make decisions at all. But now you're letting loose of that, so it's okay.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Okay, now the future is the Eight of Swords. And it could mean two things. Worried because of that. Could indicate the beginning of a new cycle. It can mean a very passionate love affair. What is coming to the questioner, which is you, will come to him or her like a bang. And that's the Ace of Swords. Okay? And that's
cool.
Your future. So if you look at this whole picture of what I'm looking at, I'm not through yet. You're wishing for money. You need money. You're looking for jobs. You want jobs. You're weighing and balancing things. You're waiting for a phone call to bring you into being, to give you a message. You've walked away from situations. Now you're clear of them. The swords, you know, that Two of Swords can't decide what to do, but you open up to that. And then you have that a business deal, which now, love is coming your way. So that's the future, okay? Then you have what you fear. And I'm going over this rather quickly because you're doing makeup.
Well,
and
you
stuff.
Don't have to go over it quickly. I was just wondering how long this, the only reason I asked, it didn't even matter. I mean, we have plenty of time. You just take your time, Dale. You're fine. Just take your time.
Okay. Well, I just want to run into it. You know. All right. Then we have here your family, your hope, and your outcome. You have all good cards. You have all wands, which are business. I don't know where your love is, but you got a lot. You got a lot of business coming your way.
I don't even want love. You know that. I don't even want love. I just don't. That's in the way right now. I do want business. That's all I care about right now. And, you know, it's not like I need money, but, I mean, of course I want money. I want more money. Can it ever be enough? I mean, is it ever enough? Some people think it is. But I thought about that. My friend told me that once. I'm like, wow, you got, like, have three Ferraris, all these things. Like, do you need more? And he's like, don't you always need more, you know?
My ex-husband is the same way. He has Mercedes, Picasso, and he told me yesterday, he says, you know what? There's never enough money. I go, what?
No.
But I'm the kind, I'm a little different. I shy away from the money portion of it, and that's what gets me in trouble. But I'd rather have fun. I'd rather travel. I'd rather enjoy life. I'd rather have love in my life. That's what makes me happy.
But you told me in the beginning of this show that I will have enough money to give to the poor. Well, then I need a lot, because I need a lot for me and my friends and my family. Then I need extra to give to the poor. So that makes sense, right?
I don't see you having any problem getting money after this coronavirus is over. Anyway, we're not through yet.
Okay.
Then
Corona has actually made me make more money than I ever, you know, have for a while. So I'm cool with Corona.
Okay. Then we have the magician. That's what you fear. That's what you fear, Charles. Just a moment. Ooh. This card will always appear before a brand new business venture. Gill with business matters. This can mean the start of a new business or a new enterprise. New skills being used, you're able to use your education in a new business venture. Original ideas with seeds of growth. This can also mean arts and crafts or imports or exports, and that's something you do.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
That's there. Then you have the Three of Wands. And again, it says new business. This is three times in a row. New business deal, starting of a new deal, starting of a new job, new beginning. It could be travel in connection with work or a phone call to start work. So that you have coming too. You also have the Page of Swords. This is a card of somebody spying on you. I don't know why, but it's always true. Someone is watching you or spreading harsh gossip. There will be news, but keep your eyes open. Possible scandal on the way. A contract may need to be signed in the near future. So somebody's watching you. I don't know who it is. Somebody's watching you, okay?
They always are. They're always out there scrutinizing, judging. I don't even notice it anymore. I know that they are, though. I know it with the psychic ability. But I handle it because it's always there since high school, since junior high, really.
I know the feeling. Okay, your outcome is the Page of Wands, which is wands are all business. I mean, I'm doing a mild card reading on you. I don't want to go into any major depth because I'm not prepared for that at the moment. But we have, because I want to do that on the show. We're doing Page of Wands, and I'm looking that up. Because I wrote this book, How to Read Cards in 1 Hour or Less. But, you're intelligent, which you are. You also have a child who's restless and young and filled with charm and has plenty to say. There may be visitors or young ones from a long distance. There also may be surprising news on its way. So what this is all telling me is, money's coming, you're weighing and balancing things, you have new ventures coming your way, new businesses coming your way. Everything is very positive, you know, in the card.
Well, I have a,
no,
I have a question.
Wow.
Is it better if you're psychic and doing a tarot reading? The only reason I say that is some might argue that the things that you're saying are vague, but you're going to pick it up on the specifics of it. Does that make sense?
No. What I'm saying is not vague. What I'm saying is to the point. What I'm saying is she has business ventures that are coming.
I'm not saying that you were vague. I'm not saying that you were vague, Dale. I'm saying that you are making things more specific.
I don't understand. No, never mind.
I get it.
No, he thinks that you, by reading the cards, you can go one step further by being psychic and maybe adding to it. Is that not true?
I'm sure it is, but the cards, unfortunately, I've had people, novices, from the beginning, after I teach them how to read the cards, they put them down because they're so accurate. They're so scary. And you don't have to be psychic to read the cards. I guess if you are, it might help a little bit, but the cards are the cards. I mean, the cards are the cards. I mean, this is only one go-around. I normally go around three times, but I'm not going to do that until we go to the show and I show you.
But when you read the card reading, can't you elaborate on that with your psychic ability? That's what Johnny was saying.
No, I just read what's in the cards. I don't want to put any of my own thoughts in here. I just want to read plainly what came out of the deck.
What if you see something as a psychic, though? I mean, do you say, no, psychic ability, stay there. This is the card time. We'll deal with you psychic advice later. Is that what happens or what?
Now I'm not understanding you. Say that again. I don't understand. All I know is I started out as a card reader when I was 12 years old. I got a deck of cards and learned them, and they were a French deck. I don't know why, but I just did, and I became quite good at it, and people would pay me $50 and $75 to read their cards for about 20-30 minutes, whatever, and I made a very good career out of it until I met my teacher, who taught me psychometry and told me, throw away the cards, you don't need it. But
is it Peter Hercos?
Yes, he wanted me always to read the cards for him. Go figure that one out. That's all he wanted was read the cards for me. He called me Dolly. Go, Dolly, go read the cards for me. He was Dutch. And I would read the cards for him. But it's a very good reader. I loved it. And all I'm saying is I've only did one go-around. Normally you do three because things that happen in the cards are events. If there's three cards together, there could be the death card, there could be the tower, there could be the love card, which means the end of a relationship. You have to read it in events. These are events in your life, not, you know, for datum, like this is going to happen.
I was going to say something. Sometimes I've heard somewhere that there are cards that get thought to be evil that aren't evil. I think a good example of this is the death card. And this goes into numerology because the death card is the 13th card. And contrary to what people may believe or think, I'm going to tell you this numerology trick. 13 is not a bad luck number. It's a number that represents change and birth.
That's your opinion. I'll be honest with you. Every time I have seen the death card come out in the spread of the tarot, I'm not talking about anything else, someone has died in the family or they hear of a death. Or when you get the death and the tower, remember I taught this at college, when you get the death, the tower card, and the ace of swords or all swords, that means a world catastrophe like 9/11. I mean, if everybody...
All right, well, what about the devil? What about the devil card?
The devil is just sexual indulgence. It just means you want sex all the time.
That one didn't come up. That would be embarrassing people, especially on air, live.
Well, I'll read... I'll read exactly what the devil means, if I can find it. Yeah, the devil. This is the card of obsession, overindulgence in food, drink, sex, or alcohol. This is a card of compulsion. One who may drink, have too much sex, too much of anything. One who is addicted, he is bounded by his indulgence. He must seek help and break the chains that bind him. That's what the devil means. But it depends on surrounding cards. You don't just read the one card. Read what the cards are surrounded by.
My question, though, is why is it called the devil?
Class though, right now.
If it isn't, why is it called the devil if it's not evil? I mean, why not just call it a man in a bar or something?
Okay, you're calling
it
evil.
Oh, my God. This is ancient stuff.
What?
This is ancient stuff. They don't know about guys in bars back then. I mean, this is ancient stuff. I mean, when did this
It was the 13th century. I mean, come on. The devil, this is just what was put out. And the devil is not a bad card. Overindulgence in sex can be good if you like it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's like, you know, that kind of, if I saw that in a spread surrounded by the lovers, I would go, oh, boy, you're going to have a good time with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Oh, my God. You know, that's the way I would read that. You know, it's all depending on how you read it because they're connected to other cards. But
right.
She doesn't.
I understand. Leave it to the professional. Hold on. This is my birthday show, Johnny, and we're not doing... lesson right now. I will have questions of my own. This is my birthday show, is it not? And we only have 20
Barbara,
more minutes.
Okay, Barbara, I get it.
Oh, good.
Barbara,
okay.
Can I
ask a question?
You can ask whatever you want to be at your
birthday. All right, then. Okay, so I was going to even ask that. Like, you know, overindulgence and, you know, celebrating and having an enjoyable sex life. Isn't bad, but you just covered that. You already just answered the question that I had, so that's cool. But I also want to note the person says stop shuffling, but I need to focus on a question. Does that question ever come up later, or is that just to get the person
to
focus?
It should, and if it doesn't, mean that there's no answer to the question at this time. Remember, I only went around once. In the lesson that we're going to do, and you're going to see on video, I'm going to go around three times so I will show you more in depth how this works. This is just like, it's a very good reading. It's like business, money. Weighing and balancing. It shows love. It shows all kinds of things. I don't know what more you can ask for.
That's what you were saying. I think that's awesome that I was able to say, stop the deck right now. Stop shuffling right now. I focused. I made sure that I really did focus on that and do what you said. And then I don't put a cake to this time. Okay, and then all of a sudden, you started getting all of these wonderful cards. And that's all I'm focused on, Dale. I am not focused on love. I don't care. They're out there. I know. It's not a hard thing. It's what I want. And I don't want that right now. I am enjoying my business, and I have so many creative ideas right now that if I had to, like, stop everything I'm doing and go over to some boyfriend's house, I would never be into that. At all right now.
You are typical Leo. You go from one thing to another. You'll finish one project, and then you'll go to another project, then you go to another project, and, you know, you keep going. I mean, you're typical.
At least I'm not, you know, not getting the, you know, right?
Well, you should.
I know.
Well,
you said I finish a project, and they go to the next. So I'm saying that's a good thing that I am finishing projects. Because I know a lot of individuals have a hard time actually finishing one project.
That's true. If I start something, I finish it. I think my downfall, I'll be honest with you, I'm I'm your mated sign. We all have mated signs. Like if I was a guy, I'd be your mated sign. But I'm Pisces Aries. So my Aries gets along with Leo, and so does my Pisces, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So
Aries are really good with Leos, right?
Right. And like with all, it's really weird because all my friends are either Libra or Leo. It's really weird. And with my Leo friends, we have so much fun together. We go places, we travel, we do things. You know, it's really wonderful, and we're spontaneous. That's what's so great about Leo and Aries is we're probably one of the most spontaneous signs of the whole zodiac. Like if I said to you, hey, and you could do it, if I said, Barb, there's no coronavirus, let's get on a plane and go to Paris and bring your child and we'll have some fun and we'll go on the merry-go-rounds and all kinds of stuff. You go, hey, all right, if we had the money, we're on it, you know?
Oh, that's, yeah, that's, I had an Aries boyfriend. It was by far the best boyfriend I ever had. Did not want it to end, but we had to end it because he did not want a family. And I was moving on to do that in life. So, but he was the best boyfriend as far as that as well. And he did have a jet. And we would just, like, get on it and go. We were going all the time. It was wonderful.
That's wonderful. What sign was he? What month, do you know?
Aries, April.
Oh. That's us.
Uh-huh.
Aries will do that. I have been on the jets. I had, you know, with Johnny and all kinds of places and done things, you know, incognito when I was younger, and I loved every minute of it. We would have so much fun. It was just unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh, I just come to think of it. My husband, the only husband I ever had, was an Aries as well, and he was like that too. He had some other problems that made it to where it didn't work out, but the fun and the spontaneity was all there, Dale. Wow.
Oh, I hate a boring person. I mean, I can take 5 minutes with somebody boring. I mean, I was just talking to my cousin who lives in New Jersey, and her name is Jacqueline, and she has this big Jersey accent, like, hi, how are you, type thing. But anyway, we're talking, and she says to me, in our family, we have a problem. We have sensuality. So we draw people or men or doesn't matter in our women, men in our relationships, we draw them, not trying to. It's just that we're sensual and we get involved with all these people. And she said she used to have the postman follow her in her house for no reason.
Wait, hold on, Dale. She had the what follow her into around her house? Who?
The post, the guy who delivers the mail.
And she just had him come into her house?
He followed her into her house. And she goes, what are you doing here? I mean, you know, it's sensuality is the word. People don't understand.
She really was a magnet for the opposite sex. Probably
no.
For any sex.
Do you know what sensuality means?
Yes, sensuality, sensual. She's sensual, meaning not sexual, but sensual to where she knows how to touch. She knows how to be alluring.
No, sensual person is someone that you can't stay away from. That you have, they have an energy about them, and you're attracted to their energy, and you'll go to all lengths just to be with them. That's a sensual person.
Oh, sounds powerful.
Yeah, it's not, you don't have to be pretty. You don't have to be gorgeous, but you have this energy that is just drives people crazy. Did you ever stare at somebody for no reason and just stare and stare and stare and stare?
Yeah.
Do you know why you do that?
Why?
Because they had sensuality and you were drawing some of their energy.
Cool. I like that.
So I don't know how I got on.
That's interesting, though. That really is. Because I always thought that was like sexual attraction. I didn't know sensual was much different than sexual.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can have sexual energy like Marilyn Monroe, Nicole, whatever her name was. Nicole. Yeah, no, the blonde.
Nicole Kidman?
No.
Nicole.
She had big boots.
Oh, Anna Nicole.
Anna Nicole.
Yeah. Anna Nicole, yeah. Yeah. You can have that. They were sexual, okay? They drew men by sex, all right? Then you have, I'm trying to think who might be, who's really sensual. Oh, gosh.
I know, Ruth Westheimer. Just kidding.
Who? I don't know.
Ruth Westheimer.
Cher is sensual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I think she's
Cher.
Pretty, yeah, I think she's gorgeous.
She's pretty, but she's not, I mean, she's thin, tall, stuff. There's a lot of, there's
Kathleen
a lot.
Kathleen Turner.
Has, who?
Well, yeah, she's pretty.
Kathleen Turner.
She's pretty, though, but she's an actress.
Oh, I don't know who she is.
You don't know
I don't
who Kathleen Turner is?
No. I don't.
Mm.
What
movie?
Was that movie she did with, oh, gosh, oh. And it was called, was it War of the Roses? And it was like
yes.
about a divorce,
oh,
and it went crazy.
Yeah. She is sensual. Yes, War of the Roses. Yes, she is very sensual. There's a lot of people. You know, you'll turn on the news all of a sudden, and you'll see a guy or a girl, and you just can't stop watching them. And that's sensuality. You know, you're just like attracted to them, and you don't know why.
I like it.
It's a whole different ball game. Look it up.
I will.
It's a whole different
deal.
And
are we on my cards still? I mean, are we on my cards? I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to get off on track. I don't want to get off track.
Okay, I didn't miss anything. I gave you one round of the tarot cards for. This is good for a few weeks to a month or two, but you know, the money, the job offers, the. Business, show business is all going to happen. And this is good for a little bit. But when we do our big reading, which we're going to do on Roku, then I will go very in-depth. Now, every time you ask a question of the cards, it will answer.
I did get a couple contracts yesterday come through, though. So, but this is happening to me as always. Like, it's pretty normal as a model to get jobs, get jobs, get jobs. I mean, that's what we do. We are continually getting jobs, booking.
Right.
I mean, that's normal. So what is going to be abnormal? I mean, I'm doing a cooking show. That's kind of cool. The guy's flying in from Texas next month to, you know, do this whole microbiotic menu. He shows me. He found me on Instagram. So we're doing that. That is paying good money. And I have a golf tournament booked. As well. So, wow.
Yes,
Barbara. You're already saying it.
Barbara.
Yes.
We have somebody who is calling in. Can I put them through?
Hold on, Dale. Can we take a caller and then get back to the, and be a, you be a part of the caller as
sure.
well, Dale, please. Okay.
Okay. All right. Hello, 917.
Hello.
917, you're online.
Hi, it's Barbara.
Welcome to the show.
It's just Kathy St. George wanting to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, Kathy, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
I'm at the hairdresser with all sorts of aluminum foil in my head, but I thought, if I stay away from any lightning, I should be okay, and I could call and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Kathy, you're probably getting ready for your birthday, which is only 2 days after my birthday, August
23rd. I know. It's so hard because you have to spread your birthday out now so that you can see your friends because you can't have them all together.
I know. That I was like, I told Carrie Stevens today, I don't like coronavirus birthdays. And she goes, oh, Barbara, my friends they surprised me with a drive-by birthday shout-out. And she's like, it actually made me cry. I'm like, I know. I have one girlfriend, Shauna Sands, coming for the birthday dinner with my daughter. But I just couldn't do a big group thing because that's like, I invite people, are you like, hey, risk your life and come to my birthday? I just don't feel comfortable with it. I'm trying to, you know.
And also, you don't know how serious, seriously they're taking it.
I have a birthday cake that says coronavirus 2020. Barbara.
Oh, yeah, you don't know how seriously they're taking it either.
Hello? Is Dale. This is Dale on the line. He's our sidekick, our every Friday sidekick. So Dale, meet Kathy St. George. She's a fellow Playboy Playmate, one of my dearest friends.
Hi there.
I'm doing pretty good.
So just so you know, Kathy, I call her Judge Judy.
We like that.
I don't know why.
I like that.
I don't know why.
They call me Judge Judy.
Every time he says goodbye on the phone, he says, goodbye, Judge Judy. I love you. And I'm going, what the hey?
Your Honor. Hold
on. Not that
bad. Well, I can't stay on the phone too long because I'm actually having my hair colored right now. But I just wanted to send you all my love, and maybe we can have a drink or something for your birthday. And I promise I won't carry any COVID or STDs with me.
Oh my goodness!
We'll just go.
Hi, thank you. And Jonathan got here. Oh. Shauna Sand just arrived.
Oh, hi. Shauna, I said hi. I'm going to hang up.
This
I love
May 1996. I usually do know. Thank you. So, Kathy, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
And she's got the foil on her hair.
Baby.
She's probably.
I'm a beauty right now. I'm a beauty.
Everybody in the salon is probably listening. So, hey, everybody, thank you so much for the birthday wishes.
And let's try to see each other soon, okay?
We will. And maybe Scotty can come.
I love you and happy, happy, happy birthday.
I love you too.
You.
I love you so much.
Bye bye.
Happy birthday. I'll call you on your birthday in a couple of days. I love you.
Okay, darling. Bye. I love you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, that's so sweet of her to call. That's so sweet.
You playmates are something. I'll tell you that much. You are just wonderful, wonderful people. What are you doing for your birthday tonight? I had a coronavirus birthday cake a couple months back, so I understand that. But what are you doing for your birthday?
Going to down to the beach for a very casual birthday, although I'm doing my makeup because I'm on the show and I have time for my makeup. And Priscilla's doing her big, huge lashes, having fun, because guess what? We're still going to take pictures, so we want to look good.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. I wish I could go to the beach.
Shauna was
you don't
so
have,
adorable.
You don't have... Do you have smoke down there in L.A.?
Well, L.A., probably, but I don't live there. Yeah, you have to know. I live an hour or so, even more, down south from L.A. in Huntington Beach. And Huntington Beach
I know where that
is different than L.A. And
yeah,
so
I know where that is.
Maybe see smoke. I'm not going to see it this far down, but I heard that there's some terrible fires going on. In LA area, but it's usual. I mean, I'm so sorry, people, but it's always happening every year.
I know we're going to get pretty bad here in Nevada, but it's starting to lighten up a little where I can see a mountain. That's about it. But I need to get to the ocean, and they've shut down Hawaii again for another month. So I don't know.
Oh my goodness! Well, Dale, come on down here and and visit me because I have the ocean, but I know it's not as the same as Hawaii. Nothing is. But I do
what
have
air,
one down
what
here.
Airport? What airport do
SNA,
I fly in?
SNA, Orange County, Orange County.
Oh, Orange. Okay.
Orange County, John Wayne, it's called. Which
John
I hear
Wayne,
they're changing the name of John Wayne Airport because of racism.
What?
Yeah, like according to what I read, that John Wayne was supporting people who supported slavery, I guess. I mean, I read that, and they just, it gives them a bad taste in their mouth when they see his name and all that. But he's not here to protect himself. He's not here to say, hey, people, I didn't mean that. You know, hey, you know, let's go over this. So I'm a little neutral, but it's just a little bit of trivia I'd like to put out there.
That's very interesting. So I would like to stay a couple of days with you and just teach you a whole bunch of things and bring you the snow and everything and go to the beach. That would be cool.
Oh, that would be so fun. Okay. Wow. You are welcome here.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie. But I wish you the best birthday forever and ever and ever and ever.
Well, now it's good. Now it's so good because I got everything done. You called in and you did my tarot reading. My daughter's amazing today and she's so helpful. And now one of my best friends in the whole wide world is here. I literally have chills all over my legs. Now, I'm going to give this to Shauna. Shauna's going to say something, I'm sure, for me for my birthday.
Barbara, I love you so much. I've known you since 1995, and you look gorgeous and stunning, and that cute little hot body.
Without my
eyelashes. Yeah, and I'm so grateful for our friendship. We've been through so much, and you're just such a special, vibrant, beautiful soul, and I love you. I'm so grateful for you and our friendship, and I hope you have the most magical day ever, Barbara. Oh, that's so sweet. And thank you for having me here.
I mean, that means something.
Yeah, of course it does. She has goosebumps everywhere. I'm so honored.
Dale, tell us what the goosebumps mean, please.
Kathy on there? Yeah.
Kathy.
I'm not sure, but I know when I used to do a show in Hawaii, the people listening in said they would get goosebumps, but I don't know. I've never had them, so I can't really comment.
You never had
it.
Goosebumps? Really?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
They called in Hawaii chicken skin.
Chicken skin,
in Hawaii.
Yeah. That chicken skin is not what we're talking about. That's like, no. That's like old lady neck stuff. That's like turkey waddler.
French when they say it's
Really?
Goosebumps. It's chicken skin is the
translation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there
chicken
you have it, because
skin.
Shauna speaks fluent French.
Oh,
please tell me something for my birthday in French, please.
Bon anniversaire. Happy birthday.
So pretty, isn't it?
Happy birthday is so weird in French. I speak a little, and it's such a weird thing to say. It's hard. Say it again.
Bon anniversaire.
Okay, my phone's not getting it. I know. It's something like anniversaire.
Bon anniversaire. Bon anniversaire.
Bon anniversaire.
Bon anniversaire.
Bon anniversaire. I don't know if I like my name like that.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
I got it. Bon anniversaire.
Bon anniversaire. So I was going to... I'm coming up here because it's so hot. I have the windows all down, and my hair is
instead of flat. My hair is drenched because we don't have an air conditioner here. Yeah. But thank goodness, Shauna, she's never very cold. So she's going to be okay.
You come in down there. I got to wait till it cools down a little bit.
Now, okay, Dale, we are back to you with the numerology report. Okay, so keep on going, and I'm finishing up with my mascara.
I don't do numerology. I do too.
I'm very sorry. My mind was on numerology from Priscilla and Jonathan. I am so sorry,
okay.
Listeners.
Well,
it
I do know
terrible.
This. Jonathan,
I am very sorry, actually. That's bad.
Jonathan, what number is she? I know I'm a number 9.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I was telling this to her before you called in. There's things called personal years. And the way you determine the personal year is you take the date of your last birth. So for her, it would be today, which would be August 21st, 2020. And you add the numbers together. 8/21 in the 2020 together. When you add them together, you get 33. Now, the thing that's interesting about it is that 33 is a very powerful number, numerologically wise. It's actually, the reason why it's so powerful, I'll tell you one of the reasons it's so powerful, is numbers have certain things to them. Like, one of the things is a lot of people don't remember this, but Jesus Christ died on his 33rd birthday. He was 33 when he died.
On his birthday? He died on his birthday?
Oh, no. He died on the 33rd when he was 33. So that's why the number 33 is considered to be such a powerful number. Because Jesus Christ was 33 years old when he was crucified. And that was one of the reasons why it's such a very powerful number, which is the number of your year that you're starting today. And you are in a number 6 year. It's actually ideal for marriage. It's actually, if you want to start a marriage, this is like the next 12 months is the ideal for that. But I have a feeling that based on what Dale is saying to you, I don't think that's going to happen. I think you're probably going to be...
Well, how about what I'm saying? That I don't even want a boyfriend. That might be a clue. God.
Yeah, but you are in what you would call a very powerful number.
What did Dale say that means? What did Dale say to make you think that I didn't want that? I mean, what is it? Like, what did Dale say? Right, Dale?
It was in the cards.
About that?
It was in the cards. I didn't say nothing. It was in the cards.
Didn't say anything about that, Johnny. What are you talking about? Explain yourself.
Oh.
Well, I'm just telling
I'm
you
sorry.
That the numbers
what,
are
what, what? I can't like challenge Johnny. Why not?
I'm laughing.
I have a question. Can I ask Sean if she's ever noticed this thing that I'm talking about with the voice? Okay.
Yeah,
Sean, this
tomorrow.
Is my.
She's on the phone.
Oh,
she's
busy
on the
phone.
Right now.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
all right.
Well. Johnny, when she gets off the phone, I will get her attention, okay? So I have a question over Dale. Dale.
Yes.
Okay. So, Dale, about my tarot reading, it's so interesting because I'm the one who tells you, the reader, when to stop shuffling. And then there's a lot about energy, I'm assuming, because, I mean, the energy is what's making the card reading... I mean, stopping the shuffling, that's like energy that they're relying on right there. And then other things. So you don't have to be a psychic at all to really be a good tarot reader, or because does psychic ability help or not? You don't use your psychic ability, though. Yeah, but she was saying that earlier she wasn't using her psychic ability for the tarot reading.
I just read the cards as they come up. I wrote a book on it and kind of rely on my book. I don't like to put, you know, when you read kids' cards, my mom used to read my cards, my friends' cards and all that stuff. And when you do that, sometimes, you know, they'll interject their own feelings into it. Well, I don't do that. I don't want to manipulate. I just read whatever comes out in the cards.
Okay. So that everybody could be a little bit different. Wow, so tarot is pretty interesting. I can't wait to get my cards. I think Monday they're coming, and learn a little bit more about it. But I really appreciate your time, and thank you for the effort to read me, give me one round today. One round.
Well,
that was fun. I can't imagine a second and a third round. How cool would that be?
Yeah, well, that was pretty good. Yeah. The only thing, when you get your deck, take out the jokers or the two that don't belong there and put your cards on the floor and mix them and mix them and mix them and mix them till you feel that they're all mixed up, and then put them back together, okay? And then I'm going to ask you, because you are the high priestess, to find that card in the deck and pull it out.
Oh, cool. Well, that's going to be exciting, and I really look forward to our lesson. And Johnny, thank you for your little mini numerology report in the beginning of the show. That was always fun, too. I mean, there's so much we can learn from each other and just learn out there that it's so fun. And you guys made my birthday so great today because, like I said, it was hot. There was a lot of work involved. But now I'm good. Now I have Boo Placo from Shauna, and I have my face is completely done. All I have to do is get my jeans on or summer dress, and I am ready to go to eat dinner.
Okay,
good.
What are you going to have?
Oysters, I will have oysters. I love oysters. Oysters are my favorite. I love seafood. I love king crab legs. We're going to have dinner right on the beach, on the sand. It's going to be fabulous. And so, you know, they always have seafood at these restaurants down there on the beach.
Are you going to a restaurant?
Yes.
Wait, oh, wow. Cool. I love oysters.
A restaurant outside, so it's safe.
Oh, that's cool. What, can you say the name of it or no?
Oh, sure. I mean, hey, everybody, come on down to Sandy's at the beach in Huntington Beach. That's where we're going to be.
That's exciting. I wish I was there.
I know. Well, I only invited two people, and one canceled, and one is here, so... It's not a good party like I used to have these big, huge Hollywood parties. But yeah, there's always next year and the year after that.
Birthday. And Johnny, I'm on next Friday. Is that correct?
You are.
But, you know, Johnny, I just thought of something. Well, you don't have to buy your deck of cards. We can do whenever you're ready, we can do the show, and I'll have you ask several different questions. And I'll read for you because I know you're going to have a lot of questions.
Yes, I will.
But you don't have to buy a deck. So whenever you're ready for me to do the show, you let me know. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, everybody, I would like to do the shout-out. And an important message I would like to tell everybody is that they need to contact Dale at DaleShear.com, and we're going to also give you her number in a second, but you need to purchase a book, and it's called The Psychic Within, and we're going to take that book, and we're going to read it, and that's Dale Shear's book, one of five books she's written, and because me, Barbara Moore, thought of the Life, Laughter, Happiness book club, and we're starting off with our psychic Dale Shear's book. Called The Psychic Within. Now,
okay,
go
if
out.
Somebody would give me your address, text me your address, I'll send you all my books.
You will? Okay.
Yeah. Free of
choice. Oh, wow. I had the perk of a lifetime here. Wow. Thank you, Dale, because we're going to do that. And I also had another girlfriend call me and wish me a happy birthday. Named Carrie Stevens, and she's a Playboy Playmate, and her book, she just finished it, and it's published, and we're going to do hers next.
Wow.
She agrees. I actually haven't got the confirmation, but I don't know why she wouldn't want us to, you know?
I got to get my book to you, so I need an address, please, of you texting me your address so I can send it all out, okay?
I will. Thank you, Dale. What a wonderful birthday present. What a great birthday present having my tarot reading And then also the book that's going to be arriving too. That's a wonderful gift, and I appreciate
you
that.
Have several. I will give you several.
Okay.
And I want
I'm
to say
so
a big aloha. A big aloha for this evening, and you have a great night. I wish you all that.
Thank you so much, Dale. Aloha to you. And aloha to all of you listeners. Thank you so much for listening and taking part in my birthday show this year. And I hope you'll come back next year and follow us on YouTube and all of our shows. Oh, by the way, I did ask Donnie, how many shows have I done? That's all I wanted for my birthday, although he did get me a fantastic present.
260. And I added it up to count the show that we just did. 260.
Oh, including this one.
Yes.
That is a lot. And Sean has been by my side in the very beginning last summer. Remember, you were always with me.
Yeah,
it was
so many. A year ago.
Oh,
wow.
Can I ask Sean the question now?
You can ask Sean the question. Well, let me ask her. Hold on. Shauna, can Johnny ask you a question on air? Okay.
John, I've always made this observation about Barbara's voice. And haven't you ever noticed that Barbara kind of talks like this? Like she'll say to you, well, me and Priscilla, we went out to this restaurant, but there was nobody there. And then the end of the sentence will elevate. And then she'll say something like, we went to a photo shoot, but the photographer took 3 hours to show up.
Barbara sings when she talks.
It's so cute. She has she's so full of life. That's why your show is Life, Laughter, Happiness. Because Barbara's so full of life and laughter and happiness.
Aww.
Yeah, I love Barbara. She's always made me so happy. Whenever you're around her, she just brings so much joy. And yes, she sings when she talks.
Oh, that is a good way to put it.
Okay, you guys, I'm using my phone. I'm using my battery. So I want to wish you a happy birthday and have a great evening, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Dale.
Bye-bye,
Dale. Aloha, Dale.
Good night, Dale. Good night, Barbara.
Thanks, listeners, for listening on this episode of Life, Laughter,